Major League Baseball got no rest from its troubles last night as the All-Star game ended in a 7-7 tie after 11 innings. Both teams ran out of pitchers. Commissioner Bud Selig apologized to the fans, calling it a very regrettable situation. The evening began with a celebration honoring Ted Williams. Williams, who died last week, was the last big league ball player to hit 400 for a season. Commentator Frank DeFord says Williams was Mr. 1941.
Of all the things that made Ted Williams unique, one was that he was indelibly associated with a calendar year. Of course, from hindsight, it helps that Williams chose 1941 to hit 400, for it would be such a memorable year in all respects. Right now, 61 summers ago, Joe DiMaggio was well along to hitting in his 56th straight. A little horse named Whirlaway had won the Triple Crown, and a light heavyweight named Billy Kahn had Joe Louis beaten until he got cocky and went for the knockout and got knocked out himself in the 14th round. In a very real way, sports telescopes time, because at least through the prism of our reverie, sports never changes all that much. It's still 1-2-3 strikes you're out at the old ball game in 2002, as sure as it was in 1941. In comparison, the other stuff from that year seems so long ago. Bombs away over London every night, the Nazis invading the Soviet Union, and during the baseball season, Admiral Yamamoto is stepping up his maneuvers for the real thing come December 7th. All of that so far away. But because athletes come to prominence when they're so young, they keep the past alive for us as long as they stay alive. And now Williams is gone, and in a sense, the last vividly living link with that incredible year is gone. Oh, Bob Feller, the great pitcher who won 25 games with the Indians that season, is still alive. So's Dame Vera Lynn, whose songs like Now Is the Hour and A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square lilted over the carnage. Strom Thurmond was already a circuit judge in South Carolina. But none of them were identified with the year the way Ted Williams was. In a sense, he dies, he takes 1941 with him. Now, things do change in sports more, perhaps, than we imagine. In 1941, probably the highest-paid athlete in the world was Whirlaway's jockey, Eddie Arcaro. After all, after baseball, horse racing and boxing were then the two biggest sports. Hardly any American could have identified a basketball player any more than they could have told you where Pearl Harbor was. Minnesota was football champion, but the Gophers, not the Vikings. Pro football was a sideshow then. Professional tennis barnstormed. NASCAR didn't exist. It was hard to find a black athlete anywhere except for Lewis, the Brown Bomber. Athletes pretty much looked like everybody else, too. Kahn weighed 169 when he fought for the heavyweight championship. A typical basketball center was maybe 6'3". Football linemen sometimes weighed 200. Williams was also the home run champion in 1941. He was the splendid splinter, all of 170 pounds. Stan Musial, who came up for the minors late in 1941, topped out at 175. That was Stan the man, 6'175". The best hockey players couldn't reach 6 feet in skates. Nobody lifted weights. Drugs were aspirin. No player had sold his body to the devil. We believed what we saw on the field. So it really was different then in sports. And now that Ted Williams is gone, his year, 1941, is gone too. It's just history now.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated, joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.